Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. The Boston Globe, as with many urban newspapers, is no longer a provider of honest information, but now seeks to define itself as a champion of progressive causes. Over the weekend, the Globe editorialized that voters in New Hampshire, no matter what their registered status, should use their ballots to hurt Donald Trump. The Globe didn't disguise its advice. It went full tilt sabotage. Not surprising, but what is worth pondering is exactly why the progressive community despises the former president so much. Yes, we understand election denial and a soft evaluation of January 6th, but the deals Trump made in office actually help most Americans, which is what progressives say they want to do. By the way, Progressive Joe is not helping the folks at all. Donald Trump kept inflation below 2%, stopped most of the border intrusion, developed the COVID vax quickly, big progressive cause, and saw real wages for minorities spike. They are down big under Biden. So there you go, Boston Globe. Let's see an editorial on that. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.